In an emotional video, Governor Gavin Newsom asks his longtime associate and Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, if he'll be the first Latino senator for California in its 170-year history. Here's his response.
You serious?
This is the official. This is the ask, brother.
I'm honored, man. And I'm humbled.
As a child of working-class Mexican immigrants, his father was a cook, his mother a house cleaner. Padilla says it's a perspective he'll take with him to Washington.
I can't tell you how many pancakes my dad flipped or eggs he scrambled, trying to provide for us, or in the many, many years of my mom cleaning houses, doing the same thing. So I try so hard to make sure that our democracy is as inclusive in California as we built, and to have an important perspective to bring to Washington.
Padilla has led a career in public service, starting as a Los Angeles City Council member when he was 26 years old, the youngest council member ever. He also worked for Senator Dianne Feinstein, who endorsed him for U.S. Senator. He served as a state senator representing L.A. before running for Secretary of State, where he became the first Latino to serve in that post. There, he worked to expand voting access with the Latino advocacy group Mi Familia Vota in support of Proposition 17 that voters passed this year to restore voting rights to some 50,000 people on felony parole. Samuel Molina is Mi Familia Vota's California state director.
In D.C., he's going to take a lot of his experiences as a Los Angeles council member, as the Secretary of State, to D.C. He's going to have all of that insight. He's going to understand the problems of Californians and the immigrant community, and I think that's going to lead to a very progressive senator at the federal level.
Newsom faced competing pressures to appoint a Latino and a Black woman to the U.S. Senate. Senator Kamala Harris is the sole Black woman in the Senate, and when she leaves for the vice presidency, there will be a void. Progressives and other advocates pushed Newsom to appoint Black congresswomen, Karen Bass of L.A. or Barbara Lee of Oakland. San Francisco Mayor London Breed expressed her disappointment over Newsom's decision.
Even though you may be the first, make sure you're not the last. And the sad reality is she was the only African-American woman in the Senate at this time. And when you think about the history of this country and the challenges that exist for African-Americans, especially African-American women in the Senate, Definitely, this is a real, blow to the African-American community, to African-American women, to women in general.
Oakland Congressmember Barbara Lee congratulated Padilla on his appointment. In a written statement, she said, quote, "Secretary Padilla has a track record as a skilled legislator and a steadfast advocate for justice, and I believe he will be a powerful voice in the Senate for those who continue to be denied our country's promise of equality," unquote. Hours after announcing Padilla to the U.S. Senate, Newsom nominated San Diego Democrat Shirley Weber to Secretary of State to fill Padilla's upcoming vacancy. If confirmed by state lawmakers, Weber would be the first African-American and Black woman Secretary of State. Padilla will be the sixth Latino in the U.S. Senate and the first California U.S. Senator from Southern California in 70 years. He'll hold the seat through 2022, when he'll have to run for a full term. And he's already released an ad to that end.
As a state senator, he passed more than 70 bills fighting climate change, expanding educational opportunity, protecting health care, and demanding gun safety. And as California Secretary of State, Alex stood up to Donald Trump's attacks on immigrants and voting rights, registering a record 22 million voters, 22 million voices. Now, as California's senator, Alex Padilla is ready to keep on fighting for us, to protect our families through COVID, defend access to health care and a vaccine, and get our economy working again so every Californian can share the dream.
Padilla faced some controversy earlier this year over a voter education contract his office signed with SKD Knickerbocker, a political firm also working for President-elect Joe Biden's campaign. Republicans quickly criticized Padilla for awarding the $35 million contract to a firm with a stake in the election's outcome. and State Controller Betty Yee refused to authorize the payment, saying her office didn't have the authority to do so. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.